At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for February 21st, 2025. If you're an investor out there with money in the market, you're getting clobbered today. But on the good side, if you're a homeowner, or a potential homeowner in 2025, we got some good news. Look over there. Mortgage rates are coming down. Why is all this happening? I want you guys to understand this. And so that's the answer to today's question is, why is all this happening in the background? So let's get over to it. Let's get to the topics that we have for today. The first thing that came up was Steve Cohen says tariffs and Doge cuts are negative for the economy. Market correction could be coming soon. Well, he put it out 2 hours ago, and I could say that. You know, there's a market correction coming. Well, it just corrected. He put this out right before the final bell. So, you know, we got 750 down on the Dow today. S&P's down 1.7. NASDAQ's down over 2%. Russell's down almost 3%. And the VIX is spiking. Not a good environment for the equity markets right now. On the good note, right through here. Here's what's going on in the bond market. So here's my assumption, because there was really no news out today. We're having a lot of people thinking the stock market is overbought, and I'm kind of one of those. So what do? You don't just cash out and park your money in, you know, just a money market account or whatever. Most investors are going to put it into something and get the biggest yield they can for the least amount of risk while they're sitting on the sidelines. So people are now going to take their money out of equities and start pumping them into bonds. Okay, you can have corporate bonds, you can have government bonds, or you can have this bond right through here. It's a mortgage bond. Okay, we focus in on this because this is actually the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Okay, so what happens in markets like this when they're really skittish, and this is normally what happens in history. When you see the Dow Jones kind of plummet, you'll usually see the bond market pick up. Okay, the dynamics haven't worked that way over the last couple of years just because of the Fed's involvement of with COVID and everything else. But that's normally how the markets work. Okay, so today is very much proof of that. Okay, so here's what happened in today's market. We had a pullback in equities, and I think a lot of people are starting to dump into the bond markets right now, especially mortgage-backed securities. So we had a run up in this bond. So what does this mean? Well, when this bond price goes up, all you need to understand is that means mortgage rates are going down, okay? If the price goes down, mortgage rates are going up. The bigger the difference, well, the bigger the move. And that's why on today, a plus 30 is actually doing this to rates, okay? So now let's look at a couple other things. If you've had if you locked in last week, you know, it depended on when you locked. If you locked Thursday or Friday, that's when we locked almost everybody. But if you locked on Tuesday and Wednesday, I just want to show you a chart here. And the reason why I'm doing this is if you locked in just recently, you might have a little bit of a reprieve right through here from your lender, or if you want us to check it out for you, please reach out to us. I'd love to analyze what you're locked in at to see if we can get you better terms. And I'll give you all my information at the end of this video, because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'm going to show you that at the end of this video, like I said. So here's what's going on in the markets. Okay, so that's all I want you to understand in regards to the bond market. As this goes up, prices go up, yields come down. Oh, let me do an example for you. For those that watch me for years, you can probably skip over for the next minute or two, but I want the newbies to understand how bonds work. Not only just mortgage bonds, but just bonds in general. Okay, so I said, as the price goes up, the yield comes down. So let me make an analogy for you. Let's say there's a mortgage bond that I can buy from an investment company, and the maturity value of that bond is $100, okay? So I'm going to say I'm going to give you a low price today. I'm going to give you $50 for that bond. So I give you my $50 for my investment. You give me my bond. Okay, I hold that bond to maturity. And then when I hand it in, you give me $100 back because that's the face value of the bond. So I've invested $50. I got back $100. What was my rate of return? It was 100%. Okay, so now let's make this simple. I give you $100 today, a higher price. So I'm going to extreme this thing. I'm going to give you $100 today. You give me my bond. I hold it to maturity. I give you it back. And remember, it's $100 face value. So I give you your $100 bond back and you give me my $100 back. What's my yield then? Zero. I gave you $100. You gave me $100 back. So as the price moves up, yields come down. That's basically how this works. So if you're out there and you've already had you have your mortgage and you're in maybe the high sevens, maybe even low eights, I put a video out a couple weeks ago, and I think it was a little premature right through here 2 weeks ago. Mortgage rates are falling fast. Is refinancing the right time for you? Please check it out, because this video, I'll try to put it up through here as well as a chart. Check it out. There's calculators in there. There's a whole bunch of other things that hopefully answer those questions for you. But if you already bought that house, just so you know, you can basically refinance at any time. If you have a government-backed loan like FHA, VA, or USDA, you have to make about 6 payments before you can do anything. But if you have a conventional loan, you can basically refinance automatically. So if you maybe looked into one of those builders, took all their incentives to do upgrades and never, you know, drop down that rate, might be a good time for you. If you just bought maybe late last year, I mean, at the end of 2023 or the beginning of 2024 is probably a great entry point for you to look at this video, see how much money you could possibly save. So here's what's on the agenda for next week. So this week was pretty much humdrum when it comes to economic news. Next week isn't going to be. There's going to be huge volatility next week, and I'm going to show you why. The Federal Reserve, what they focus in on, let's go right over to here. I'm going to show you the economy at a glance. So let's pull up the economy at a glance. This is one of those things you can get from the Fed. It basically just tells you this. It tells you, here's the federal funds rate. That's what the Federal Reserve controls. Here's what the PCE is. This is the inflation number that they want to be 2%. Okay, this number right through here, the PCE, not the CPI, not the PPI, the PCE. And then the unemployment rate, and then we have GDP right over my head. Okay, so this is what the Federal Reserve, this is really truly what they focus in on. Okay, so let's get over to next week's agenda. So here's what we have. We have GDP coming in on Thursday. And again, what's on that chart? GDP right over here. Okay, so that's one of the things they're going to be really focused in on. And then last but not least, same day, or the next day, is on Friday, we get the PCE report. And this will be, unless it comes in right on point, if it's a little more aggressive than a lot of analysts might be thinking, you're going to see the deterioration in bonds and people pushing back in the stock market. If you see the PCE coming down, you're going to have a nice rally, I think, in all the markets. So basically bad news, if the PCE comes in, they're expecting it. They have 2.8 right here on the PCE, 0.2 there. But if you go over to this, sometimes it just doesn't match, folks. 2.6, they might be expecting a 2.8. I'm not sure. It's not what it says here, but we're going to watch this meticulously next Friday. So next week, there's really not much coming out until Thursday and Friday, but I'll be here every day to explain to you guys what is going on and the whys behind it. So now let's get over to me. Who am I and what do I do? So I always say, you know, we got one application, one credit pool. We shop your loan over the 30 different lenders. What do we really do? That's what we do. Okay, I work at People's Bank and Trust, and that's a federal bank. So what that means, I'm licensed all over the country as well as Puerto Rico, okay? We're also a large mortgage brokerage. We're set up with over 30 different lenders. That ensures that you guys, we have the program. Because if the program's out there, I have it, or these other 30 lenders. They also have down payment assistance programs that you might be able to qualify for. They might have other perks that you might be able to qualify for. We just got a young man approved with a $4,500 grant, a $500 appraisal credit, and a $500 home warranty credit. These are things you're looking for. Reach out to us. I'd love to help you navigate the home buying process. Or if you're looking to possibly refinance, please check us out as well. There's 4 different ways to get a hold of me. One is you can put in your application right through here. As soon as I get it, I'll most likely call you because I want to know your story. Okay, I want to know what you're looking to do and things like that. That's why we really love putting on, you know, having a consultation. So click here and schedule a consultation or scroll down and there's our phone number as well as my email address. And all these are working. I validated them this morning. So our phone number is 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Please don't leave comments down below. But if you have a question for me, please email it to me. Give me your name and phone number. Love to call you and answer that question and maybe other questions that you do have. So that's it for today, folks. If you need some assistance, we'd love to help you. So other than that, God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. And I hope to see you back here on Monday morning to see how this mess starts all over again. Thanks for watching, folks. Take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code WEALTH. That's monarch.com, promo code WEALTH.